Well, today New South Wales passes an important milestone with 1 million vaccinations being the 1 millionth vaccination being administered. But Sydney remains in lockdown for at least the next 9 days, and there are fears there will be a surge of new cases over the coming days. The Premier Gladys Berejiklian has made clear her frustration at the lack of vaccine supply, and yesterday her Health Minister Brad Hazzard was even clearer about where the blame lies for this in his view.
Certainly the lack of supply, lack of certainty of supply going forward is causing us massive concern. I think it's safe to say that if we had had the supply that we wanted and we like or would have wanted, we wouldn't now be in this situation here in New South Wales.
Peter Van Onselen is TEN's political editor and a columnist with The Australian. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, there you have it. If they'd had the supply, it wouldn't be in the situation they are now in New South Wales. New South Wales stressed to the max, this outbreak not under control yet, that's clear. But the state government isn't taking the blame. They're sheeting that to the Commonwealth because of lack of vaccines. Are the gloves off now between these two governments, which have generally been quite supportive of each other during this pandemic?
Yeah, I think they are off. I mean, they have had their moments early on in the pandemic around schools and other things, but you're right, they've for the most part been on the same philosophical page, particularly about things like trying to open up sooner rather than later. That's now become a real contentious issue in New South Wales, obviously with the likelihood or the expectation that there's going to be more, not less, cases in the coming days as this virus makes its way through parts of Western Sydney and the southwest. But I get the impression that no state government, even Liberal state governments, want to take the blame for the problems of lockdowns or the problems of new waves of this virus when higher vaccination rates are the antidote to the problem. And the reason that we don't have higher vaccination rates, apart from a debate that can be had about AstraZeneca, it's ultimately down to a lack of Pfizer and the wait for Moderna, which is still meant to be coming at some point later this year. And those are federal government responsibilities, plain and simple.
Yeah, there are state government responsibilities, though, too. I mean, the whole mess was caused by an unvaccinated, unmasked limo driver. We now have mobility data showing that in parts of Sydney and around the southwest, many people aren't locking down as they should. Testing rates in some of those suburbs are very low, too. The Australian newspaper is labelled Gladys Berejiklian Ghost Low Gladys. The Daily Telegraph calls it the $3 billion bungle. Is there some blame here to go to the state government for what's been called lockdown light?
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate complaint, certainly a hindsight complaint. A lot of people were praising Gladys Berejiklian for being the Premier who would try to avoid lockdowns for as long as possible. But of course, the flip side is that when you're wrong and when it then looks like the virus spreads somewhat more out of control than might have been the case with a snap early lockdown, then you have to wear the blame for that. So you take the good with the bad. The problem for the federal government is that while that is a state responsibility, the federal government has been on the side of urging premiers to be slow or to resist snap lockdowns too quickly rather than jump into them. It's the federal opposition that has had the view that is more analogous with some of the state Labor premiers like up in Queensland or over in WA. So plenty of responsibility and blame to go around at the state level as well. But ultimately, whether you even need a lockdown versus not needing one at all, that comes down to having something resembling herd immunity and vaccination rates. And again, that's a supply issue and that's a federal government issue.
I've had quite a few people on the text line today, Peter, asking where's the Prime Minister? Where's Scott Morrison? I mean, he was in lockdown for 2 weeks. He did an interview or two, I think, through lockdown, but he hasn't been given any interviews lately, has he?
No, he hasn't. To my knowledge, he hasn't done anything this week. And the last time that he had any sort of media appearance was after National Cabinet last Friday. He posted a picture of himself with his dog back at Kirribilli House over the weekend to social media, but that was it, with a couple of lines to go with it saying he's happy to be back with the family. He left Canberra, where he was in isolation, as you mentioned, in the lodge, to get back to his family in Kirribilli House in Sydney. That meant that he became subject to the lockdown rules in New South Wales, or in Greater Sydney in particular. Look, at one level, you could say he's there with his family. It's school holidays. He hadn't seen them for a sustained period of time, both in ISO as well as overseas for the G7. But you can walk and chew gum at the same time. And this is a pretty important moment for Australia and for Sydney in particular, his hometown, with the lockdown, to not do any media this week from home, not even some radio or a few television comments, and to have done, frankly, Fran, very little last week as well. And he was criticised for that when he was in ISO. It's unusual.
It's unusual, especially since he put the four-point plan out there. Peter, thank you very much.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen, TENS political editor. He's also professor of politics at Griffith University and the University of WA.